The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casinos. Our studio is, hang on for a second. What's going on here? Oh, got it all. Got it back. You know, I leave for one day, I have to be retrained. It's not even for a whole day. You know, I'm in here yesterday afternoon. Okay. Hey, good morning. Today, the 19th of, March. Okay, hang on a second.
I'm off.
Can you not hear?
I can't hear you either.
Are they turned on?
There you are.
There we go. There
oh,
we
I
go.
Just had to turn you up. Whoever was on last night turned everything down. Maybe that's it. Can you hear okay now?
Yes, sir.
I can hear you.
Oh, you're a bit loud, so let me turn that down. Okay, let's go on back. Today, the 19th of March, and as you've heard me whinge about it, that February was the longest month of my whole life, but March is just rolling right along. So, 7:06 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Christina's back from Texas.
Good morning.
Are you singing that song, God Bless Texas, now?
To be honest, I use it for my stories, yep.
No, okay. So you like Texas?
I was not really in a lot of places in Texas. I was in Austin, but Austin kind of reminded me like European American city. Because there's so many internationalities now, and they have so many different kitchens and so many culture
yeah,
there.
Austin
so.
Is it's probably the most liberal part of Texas too. I think it's but they've got a lot of things. It's a university town and all that. Austin's nice. Okay, but you had a good time.
Yes, I did. Thank you so much.
Okay, is there a national day out there?
Yesterday is National Let's Laugh Day.
Okay, you're going to have to say that one again.
Let's laugh.
Let's laugh day.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. Well, we do. We'll find that out. Okay, weather today, showers, mainly after 5 p.m. Looks like it's going to be pretty nice right now. Let me see, wind gust as high as 25 miles per hour and a low around 39 tonight. Thursday, partly sunny. Friday, 40% chance of showers in the afternoon. Lows around 45 at night. Saturday, chance of showers. Sunday, mostly sunny. Monday, okay, Sunday is mostly sunny with a high near 77. Monday, sunny with a high near 81. And Tuesday, sunny with a high near 82. So it's going from 56 today to 82 on Tuesday. Yeah. Welcome to Reading. Okay, the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned, family-run, locally-owned company right here in Anderson, California. They have been in the business for about 30 years, and the Kenny family is into their third generation of Kennys that are involved in the company. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They're just good people. They really are. Won awards for hiring veterans. They support so many of our local organizations. Just a great company, a family to do business with. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. The astronauts came home okay. Hooray. And as they said, well, you know, you were stuck up there forever. And they said it was just part of being an astronaut. I kind of like that. At the Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday, you voted to tear down the old courthouse at a cost of $5.3 million. So they're going to level that. And they also accepted $506,000 from Reading Rancheria to put a new roof on the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street and $100,000 to help the Veterans Service Office when they're moving to put in new furniture and all those kind of things. Okay. And my guest today are the Reading Rodeo.
Yeah.
The president, Ted Bambino, and the CFO, Do we call you CFO?
That's fine. Yeah.
We could just call you the bookkeeper.
The bookkeeper, yes.
Baron Browning. Dub. Accountant. Carries a 338 Lapua in his back of his car like the movie.
That's right.
That's it. So.
Hey, we're a cash business.
We're a cash business.
We're not, by the way.
No, we're not. And, okay, in full disclosure, yes, I am a member of the Reading Rodeo Association. Been so for around 4 years. 3 or 4 years. 4 years. And we're getting ready for a huge event that's coming in May.
And if you can imagine this, Carl actually handles all the media. I know it's a shocker, but that's what he does for us.
Nobody handles the media. You just try to get in front of them. It's like herding cats. So the only thing I learned last year was if you control the food, you control the cats.
That's right.
So we put them in, hey, you want something? Come right here.
There you go.
That's right. You don't come right here, nothing's going to happen. Yeah. You can wander around with your ankles in the holding area there. Walking around in cow manure, or you can come to me and we can actually get you an interview.
That's right.
Anyway, it's not that bad. You know what? Our media here in town is, they love the rodeo too.
They do. They cover it well.
Yeah. I tell you what we're going to do is, let's take an early break and then when we start, we can, so we don't have to break into something that's important. Of course, Reading Rodeo is coming up here on May the 14th.
Correct.
To the 17th. And there's been one big change and we're going to talk about that when we get back. All right. Let's take a break and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's perf and let it go.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botlin. I'll be back tomorrow. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, local bank, been around for 17 years, local board of directors, four branches, one in Replup, two right here in Redding, and one the newest branch in Anderson. I say newest, it's been there a couple years, but they are truly a community bank. I think of them as the Cheers of banks. When you walk in, they know your name. They're great to do business with. We do business with Cornerstone, both on our personal accounts and our business accounts. Never had any problems. They take care of your money. Their security is top-notch online, which is big nowadays. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Redding Rodeo President Ted Bambino and their Chief Financial Officer, Baron Browning.
Good morning.
I have a tough time with that. I just made that up, by the way. He's our treasurer. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Treasurer. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. And, of course, this is getting to be rodeo season. Next month, here comes the Red Bluff Roundup, and J.B. Stacy, who is their general manager, is going to be on tomorrow talking about the Red Bluff Roundup.
Perfect.
But there's so many things going on with the Redding Rodeo. It's not just a rodeo anymore in that sense because of, as everybody knows, the lease question comes up, the riverfront expansion plan, and the Redding Rodeo was caught right in the middle of this. And the support of the community was incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
We knew that the community supporters, but not to that point where they're standing up and saying, whoa.
Well, that's a good point, Carl. And we knew it. We knew it, that it was very important to our community, but we didn't know to this extent. So it's kind of our job now to build on that. We have a fantastic rodeo. We have a great area in which it's held. We're going to do improvements over the next few years, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But it's up to us as an association to build on the excitement of the Redding Rodeo for this community today, tomorrow, and in the future.
Well, the fact is that now people are excited. You know, it used to be, every year, let's just go to the rodeo. Let's just go to the rodeo. Well, at the 75th and then the 6th, and now this year is the 77th. But people all of a sudden were awakened to the fact that, the rodeo may be in danger there, and people want progress, but they also want the stability of something that is generational.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're talking a lot of generations when you talk about the rodeo. So, can we start off just by, when all of this came out, we all realized there could be a problem here. And just kind of walk people through what's happened up to this present day, which is a happier time.
Well, it's been a journey. A lot of it was good, but some of it was very stressful. As an association and a longtime Redding resident, looking at the future of the Redding Rodeo being in somewhat jeopardy, we had to pull our boots up. And we had to get after it, and the community was a huge, huge part of that. A few years back, we had some, unforeseen things happening with the possible sale of the land. That was shelved with the outcry from the community. then the riverfront specific plan became in effect. The city hired them to survey, you know, not only the rodeo grounds and the convention center, but Park Marina Drive all the way from Cypress to the rodeo grounds. With that, we had that another outcry from the community and participation with that riverfront plan. We were huge participants in that. Barron had a stake at the table at the stakeholders meetings.
Representing the Reading Rodeo. Right.
So that process was been a couple years now. And, the outcome is as we expected, but we didn't expect, as much community support as we are seeing in their results. Their results are showing high, amount of public people wanting this Reading Rodeo to stay. However, in a lot of the people's reactions is it needs improvement. We need to put some funds into the Reading Rodeo grounds and the area, and we'll talk about that plan later because it is definitely in our plan.
Let me interrupt just for a second because there's still people that are surprised to hear this. Is the city does not put a cent, had not put a cent in the Reading Rodeo for 77 years now.
Correct.
Every improvement was done by the Reading Rodeo out of their own pockets, and most of the work, most all the work, was done by, you know, by the members of the association. And if you're not sure about that, my friends, come down on Saturday morning and you can, we'll be more than happy to hand you a pressure washer or a hammer. The lights, new lights were put in, the whole thing. And so the city was getting getting the income from the rodeo and not having to, put money into it.
Correct.
And which is, it's a great deal for the city.
Right.
And for our people, too.
So anyway, with all that said, our hands were tied in the sense that over the 77-year history of the Reading Rodeo, we never had a lease longer than 10 years. So it made it very difficult for us to go out and seek funding in the fact of loans, grants, private monies.
And that's why. And why is that?
Because 10 years isn't long enough for somebody to invest in. It's kind of like investing in a mortgage or a building or something.
You gotta pay it off.
Ten years is just not enough. So, we pursued a long-term lease with the city, and, it's been a journey there. Fantastic, results going. It is actually on their desk of their attorneys. Barron and I were on the ad hoc committee for that. Do not see any hiccups in it. There's some, attorney lingo language that they're putting in now that doesn't affect actually a lot of the parameters in which we're going to abide by with this lease. But, this should be signed and done here. We're hoping by the end of March, first part of April. And that'll be a 45-year lease, which will be a 25-year lease with two 10-year extensions. And the reason they put extensions on is, Barron and I are not young chickens. Our board aren't young chickens. So in 25 years, who knows where it's going to be. So we have certain matrix that we have to abide by to fulfill our commitment to the lease. And after 25 years, those matrix will change a little bit to go to certain parameters that need to be done to continue that.
Okay, so when we're talking parameters, and by the way, Kip and I will still be here in 25 years.
Perfect.
So the parameters we're talking about.
There's our future president, by the way.
I love it. We have it on tape.
The parameters you're talking about are certain things have to be done by certain times.
Correct.
We have a the first one is a 10-year plan. So in the first 10 years, we have to take care of the announcer's booth area and that segment, which absolutely needs it. And then by the 15th, we have to do the replacement of grandstands. So
by
year 15.
Okay.
We have to do the replacement of the grandstands. So when you look at dollars amounts, you're somewhere around $10 to $12 million in today's money,
right?
To do those improvements.
And now, so see, these parameters are ones that have to be checked off to continue, you know,
the lease,
falling in, you know, in line with the lease.
Right.
This is something that the Rodeo Association has been talking about for years. The ADA new steps, that's been done. already by the association, and we have the new ADA entrances at the north
the
end,
south end, and, south end, and the and new one on the north end.
In the north end, big one on the north end.
Along with the new one that's at the clubhouse,
right? Correct. And easier to get in for people with that may be in wheelchairs or walkers or whatever. That's been done. Every year in our wooden bleachers, we are replacing seats, where your feet go, the footboards, kickboards and all this. All this is done, but you're looking at putting aluminum
bleachers.
Bleachers, thank you.
Yeah. And the design's just different today than it used to be. And so those new bleachers have more of an angle to them, and it allows you to put all of your vendors underneath the grandstands.
Wow.
And so for us personally, with the amount of space we have, that's a huge deal. So it frees up a ton of space for us to have those vendors under there and have a lot more room to bring in other vendors.
You know, something else that was done in it is putting the railings up so people have something to hang on to climbing up into the bleachers. And for most of us, you don't think about it, but when you get a little bit older or you're trying to carry 12 hot dogs and
four kids,
it's getting up there, this is a big help too.
Absolutely.
So these are, people think that, the rodeo only happens, it happens once a year. But the work on the rodeo is pretty much consistent throughout the year rodeo arena.
It is. Also, one of our parameters in our lease is something that we've wanted to do a long time, and that is to have other events. We have the powwow there. We have the benefit motorcycle races there. But we want to be able to have more events for the community that maybe aren't rodeo events. Maybe they are rodeo events. Maybe they're horse events, horse shows, whatever. But we want to be able to utilize that facility more for the community. And working together down there with Juliet Advance Reading for Say and some of our parking issues, those things are being tackled in this lease, and we feel very confident that we'll be able to increase the amount of events as we improve the facility.
Well, I don't know if people realize this, we've pointed it out several times, that the Advance Reading kind of controls all the parking down there because of, of their events they have going. And so it becomes kind of a balancing act to see if you can get, before you plan something, it's got to link up with Advance Reading, but now the lease, as you said, addresses this.
Yeah, and it's just working together.
Yeah,
and we've established that relationship, and so a lot of the events they have can be in unison with an event that we have at the rodeo grounds. Mm-hmm. We just got to communicate about it, and it's working well to this point. And then as we move forward, we're confident that we'll tackle a lot of those issues.
Okay.
I think going through this process has really helped us have a much better relationship with not only city and city staff, but our partners around us, Advanced Reading, Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Those relationships have fostered through this process, and we can all excel when we do that.
Well, I think that working together, especially down in that one area there, you've got Turtle Bay, which is a huge thing for our city. And you've got the Civic, which is a huge thing for our city. And you've got the Rodeo, which is a huge thing for
our
Sheraton
city. Mosaic.
And, the Sheraton, Mosaic, all of that. This could be a center of a lot of things happening. And, it should be. So being able to work together and everybody have that same kind of vision that this is how do we improve it for everybody? How do we raise the tide for everybody?
Right.
Yes. I'm here with Ted Bambino and Baron Browning. We're talking the Reading Rodeo Association, the lease. What's that mean? What's it mean for the growth of the rodeo? And you're not going to see more ground down there, but you are going to see an arena that's going to be world class. So this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. If you want to design jewelry down there, they're going to help you, so you can make one of a kind pieces there. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, and voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Locally owned, locally operated, 30 years at that location. Four Winds Jewelry. great people. We'll be right back.
Between the almost atoms and broken bones, the dream of a bubble I'll never put on. I'm jaded. Oh, I hate it. But somehow the highs outweigh the lows, and I do it all again, even though we both know I still have to let you go.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in downtown Reading with our window on the world that I just pulled the shade halfway down because we're getting blinded by the sun. Blinded by the light. Good morning, everybody. 7:34 in the morning here on the 19th of March. About 39 degrees out there. Woo! And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has this service for non-life-threatening emergencies. Use Get Care Now to reserve an ER treatment time, in other words, just going down there and waiting for 4 hours, I mean, they've got a lot of stuff going on. You go on to ShastaRegional.com, you go to Get Care Now, and you set up a time to come in there. They'll give you a time to come in there so you can stay at home. You know, we're not talking about life, you know, threatening things like your chest is caving in or there's blood spurting out of you. No, we're talking about maybe flu or whatever it is where you don't have to wait down there. You can wait at home. Go to the emergency room then and be seen. So it's something new that they're offering there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm here with Reading Rodeo and Ted Bambino, the president, and Baron Browning, the treasurer. And we're talking about the lease and what's that mean and what's it look like over the years. Why was 25 years important with the two 10-year extensions after that? Now, this year, we're having a four-day rodeo.
We are.
First and time. People thought, well, I thought we always did. No, nope. That used to be bulls and bronx. I'm sorry, bulls and barrels.
Correct.
And then, but now this is going to be a PRCA sanctioned 4-day rodeo.
Correct. And we're excited about that. I think our contestants are going to be excited about that because it's just add another day for the bronx and the ropers, and the breakaway is going to be another addition this year. Let me say that again. Breakaway roping is a new addition for the Reading Rodeo this year. So it's exciting.
Now, breakaway roping is what?
Breakaway roping is a women's event, and the women rope calves out of the chute, similar to how the regular roping happens. But once their rope goes around, the loop goes around the calf's neck, it extends out, and it breaks away from their rope, from their saddle, and that's where their time stops. So they bust out of there, you know, 90 miles an hour. The calf's about 95 miles an hour. They rope it, and then it breaks away, and the calf runs off to the other
end.
They
got a string tied to the rope.
They do.
And so horse stops. The calf keeps running. It doesn't even slow the calf down.
No.
And and so you get times like 1.9.
Yes.
Or 2.4. I mean, this is a quick event.
It is a quick event. It's exciting for us because breakaway is kind of the new thing in rodeo across the country. It's been around in the rodeos probably 4 or 5 years, but it's hard to fit in a new event. For us, it's hard with the timing, with the live broadcast on the Cowboy Channel. We have to fit it in, and timing is important. But other than that, for us, is the parking. You know, we'll have slack for the breakaway ropers, which is their qualifying runs early in the day, and they'll have 60 trailers out in the parking lot. And then rodeo night, we'll have all the other events going on, and then we'll have, you know, 15 contestants for breakaway. You know, there's 15 more trailers that we didn't have last year. And if you've been down there, you know we're challenged with that. But we're confident with some arranging that we can get that done.
Can you explain to the people, you know, people are going to say, what do you mean? You've got all that room on the in the parking lot. And then why isn't that okay?
Well, we're limited on the parking for contestants, and it's the gravel lot.
Because
and the gravel lot is where contestants pull, because you can't put these animals tied to your trailer standing on asphalt. These horses in a lot of these events are in the range of $80,000 to $150,000 valued animals. It's hard on their legs to stand there for a long period of time on hard asphalt.
It's slippery and all types of things.
You're right. So they're very particular on where they park their trailers for the comfort of their animals.
Well, and, you know, the thing is when you add that many trailers to an already tight situation, now it becomes a parking puzzle.
It does,
so
yeah.
But this new event is, like you said, is kind of sweeping through the rodeo association. Where you've got, I was sitting next to one of their main players, and she said something that's close to 600 rodeos that have breakaway now.
Right. Right.
And can you just explain a little bit when you say we're restricted on time because of the Cowboy Channel?
Right. Our whole event is scripted. It's Haley Bridwell, our stock contractor. She's our red hat, and our red hat is the one that runs the production of the rodeo with the Cowboy Channel. We're scripted down to the minutes. So if we have a hiccup, then they have to make adjustments at the studio in Fort Worth, Texas, based on our feed that we have going through, you know, the live wire of high speed internet.
And we say scripted, we mean things have to happen on time. It's not scripted who's winning or anything like that.
Correct. It's a timing.
When they come out to start the rodeo after the national anthem, I mean, I know that they're counting down 10, 9, 8 for the first cowboy to come out of the chute.
Yeah,
that's how tight it is.
So last year, for example, it was scripted, and Haley runs a great show.
Oh my
as
gosh.
Far as the timing.
I've never seen an operation run that well.
If you remember last year, we had a little bit of a hiccup in our scripting with the stagecoach incident. The stagecoach had a little accident at the north end of the arena. It delayed some of the TV broadcast, which is, it's okay. I mean, they make the adjustment, but knowing Qantas and the Qantas people, they now carry the Reading Rodeo flag in their trailer all over the country because that event put them on the map in a negative way, but a positive way in tune, because nobody even knew who they were. And they'll be back again this year, by the way. And
they told me, you know, we were because we all have, not everybody, but after the rodeo, people are getting together and getting something to eat and all this, all in the clubhouse. And their manager said that he said, I wonder how many are calling that watch the rodeo. They're just okay, never mind.
Yeah,
he said he had three rodeos call him and say, we want you.
Yeah,
you know, to come to our rodeo.
It was it was an unfortunate incident. They learned.
Nobody hurt.
No horses hurt.
But
Jack Potter had the most excitement.
Yeah. And you know what? And they thought, oh my God, you know what? You know this. What's going to happen? And Jack said, I'm ready to ride tomorrow.
Yes.
And they really thought that was cool.
Yeah.
He did a great job.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was good stuff.
Well, you were in there, right?
I was inside.
Getting bounced around.
Me and Les and Bennett were inside, and Les is a little smaller than me and Bennett, so me and Bennett were in the back part, and I think we kind of counterbalanced that thing from going one way or another, but Les ended up on the floor in front of us.
Bouncing around like a tennis ball.
Yeah.
And if you're not sure what we're talking about, just go to YouTube. I'm sure it's on there. It's Stage Ride Redding, California, and you'll see what happened.
Yeah.
And it could have been a disaster, but it wasn't.
But nevertheless, the rodeo scripted down to, you know, to closeness. And so we're very adamant to make sure we fit within that parameter.
And just being on the Cowboy Channel is not easy. Being selected to be on the Cowboy Channel is one of their live performances.
It is tough. But I don't want to go into too deep a detail, but there's over 600 rodeos across the country, and Cowboy Channel starts off after our rodeo doing 100 rodeos in 100 days.
Yeah.
But prior to that, you have to be in the top 60 to be broadcasted live on the Cowboy Channel, which is a national broadcast.
Right.
And to meet those, it's all predicated on your money payout. That's how they rate you 1 to 60. With the Bulls and Barrels event that we had on Wednesdays, those dollars did not count towards our purse. So we were kind of moving up a little bit, and in fear of moving up, you know, out of the live broadcast area, we made the decision to go 4 days of rodeo, because now Wednesday night's purse goes to our total package, and we will be bumped down into probably the mid-40s. We're open. You know, it's all after the end of the year because we don't know. But
sure.
The Cowboys chase the added money, and our rodeos – one of the best. So it's pretty impressive.
And we got to take a quick break here, but it's not going to be unusual to see probably half the people that are competing in the national finals are going to be at our rodeo.
That's
here.
Correct.
I mean, that's the quality of the riders we get here.
Yep.
Like, you know, the Wright family rolls through.
Yes.
You know, who have ruled the saddle bronc and will,
Bulls.
Who?
Bulls.
Yeah, and the Bulls. Yeah, one of them, but four or five times national champion. Yeah. I can't, I'm drawing a blank on his name here, but it's right. Stetson Wright. Stetson's doing that. Yeah. Okay. I'm here with Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo Association, and Baron Browning, who is the treasurer. And we've talked about the Riverfront specific plan and how that's worked out, the good relationship the Rodeo Association has now with the city, Turtle Bay, and Advanced Reading for the Civic, and where the vision is to move the Reading Rodeo forward. Not any more land, but just totally redoing the arena itself, so it's more comfortable, more seating, more opportunities to enjoy yourself, let's just say. Okay, we'll be right back.
Miss that in, but if you can keep up with the cowgirl, she's gonna take you on a hell of a ride. If you can keep up with the cowgirl, you're gonna wanna hold on for dear life. Like a neon town when the sun goes down, she's gonna keep you up on.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Shasta College will host the last of three workshops titled Getting the Outside Garden Ready and Preserving What You Grow. This workshop will be held April 26th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm in the greenhouse. Workshop topics will include bed preparation for an amazing harvest, how to start composting, setting up irrigation, growing herbs, controlling weeds and bugs, canning basics. There will be a $5 charge to cover materials and seeds at each workshop. Master Gardeners are also sponsoring a plant swap after this workshop. A garden fair is also planned from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This family-friendly event will include garden activities for children, composting demonstrations, garden-related vendors, and basic gardening advice. For questions regarding this event, contact Lemoyne Waite at 530-242-2210 or contact Shasta College.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment today, the 19th of March, 7:50 in the morning. Oh, about 40 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. Maybe tonight showers, but during the day, I think we're going to get some sunshine, like it looks like right now, so let's go out and enjoy it. I'm here with the Reading Rodeo Association, Ted Bambino, who's the president, and Baron Browning, who is the treasurer, and we're going to talk about things that are happening there at the rodeo now.
We've got a lot going on, so yeah. I'm going to let Baron go through the weekly schedule, which is a full one.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you don't realize it, but the rodeo actually goes on for a week and a half. So, and we'll get into all that here in a second. But so we start off with Saturday, May 10th, will be our steak feed and dance. You can get all of this at ReadingRodeo.com, by the way. So go on to our website, ReadingRodeo.com. You can get tickets. You can see all the events coming up, whether you want to get a ticket for, you know, the steak feed or the gala or tickets to, you know, every day of the rodeo, which I recommend.
Well, the... And just, and my friends, go to ReadingRodeo.com to get your tickets, yes. Because last year people were using other sites and you get fooled into that and it's, and you end up paying 2 to 3 times as much as we sell the tickets for. And then in one case, I remember this past year, those tickets weren't any good. Right. They were just right. Fake tickets.
Yes. So please go to ReadingRodeo.com to get your tickets. We actually, our ticket office hears about it weekly. Where they've called and said, hey, I got this quote online, you know, $97. What's your ticket price? $35. So yeah. Just be cautious.
Yeah.
So anyway, so then we got Monday, which is our, the Rodeo Association Asphalt Cowboys' favorite day. That's our special kids' day.
It's a wonderful day.
It is just so heartfelt and meaningful to us to watch all those smiles on their faces with them and their parents. I mean, it truly is a miracle day.
And we're not talking 10 or 20 kids. We're talking 150 kids.
Yes.
All getting on a horse and or
a
wagon.
Petting zoo,
yeah, and riding around with being led by a number of volunteers.
Yep.
But those kids are just loving it.
They all get a cowboy hat. I mean, it's just an amazing day.
We love it, too. Let's just say it.
Yeah, we do.
We
absolutely.
Do love it. Okay.
Tuesday night at 5:30 is the Hall of Fame Gala. So that's a dinner, and we'll induct our this year's Hall of Fame inductees. That's at 7 p.m. Again, you can get those tickets at ReadingRodeo.com. Ted, you want to tell us who's in this year?
Yes. This year we got a great group of inductees into the Hall of Fame. We got John Growning, who most of you know was a livestock contractor for many years out of Red Bluff. He's done a lot of great things for our rodeo, so we will induct him. Jim Davis, who was a longtime arena director for the Reading Rodeo. Sego Mazzini. This is going to be an exciting one because Sego Mazzini was a Asphalt Cowboy / Reading Rodeo Association member. A lot of years with both organizations. We're excited to have him as part of it so the Asphalt Cowboys can get recognized for what they do as well. And also Sandy Winters. Sandy Winters is the 1958 queen of the Reading Rodeo and has been to every single Reading Rodeo except one since 1958. And I'm not going to tell you how long that is because that's the year I was born. But she will be there, and she is something else. We love her.
I talked to her the other day at the media luncheon, which is easy to do because she likes to talk.
Yes.
I mean, she is just a bundle of energy.
Yes.
And it's got a lot. You know, she's watched this rodeo since 1958.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That most of us don't have.
Yeah. Yeah, she talks about the former queen. She talks about her, you know, her court. She's very, very interesting.
Yeah. So and still rides. By the way.
Yes.
Still rides her horse.
Still rides her horse.
Yeah.
I think she's, what, 84 or
84.
84,
there's nothing wrong with that. So, okay, what else we have there?
Wednesday kicks off the rodeo, first night of the rodeo. That's Native American Night. And that's presented by Reading Rancheria. And we absolutely love that night. They come out with their dancers and perform that night. at what we'll call halftime. and they've just been a great, great sponsor for us. And, it's been a great relationship with the Reading Rodeo, and the Reading Ranch Radio, because they also do the powwow. So, been a great relationship with them. We'll move on to, Thursday night, the Reading Rodeo's family night. And that's presented by SNL Group. And every night of the rodeo is at 7 p.m. So get there early. Gates open at 5, and rodeo starts
get
at 7.
Get your Indian fried bread. Get your, what is that, a ball of French fries? What do they call that?
It's a bucketful. Yes.
It's one French fry that they've cut, and it expands into something the size of a soccer ball.
Yeah, it's about a foot long and about 7 inches wide.
And then you watch people trying to carry it in. And this, so the vendors, but there's also lots of things to buy there, and then to find your seats.
Yep. You can get your cowboy hat and your kid's cowboy hat at the same place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just an amazing rodeo for sure.
It is.
Friday night is Reading Rodeo Bucking Cancer Night. Again, another amazing night. These funds, the last year and this year, will go to the Dignity Health Cancer facility that's being built. As we speak, yes. And Saturday night, our last night of rodeo, is Armed Forces Night. And again, one of my personal favorites, and I know it's yours too, Carl, because we're both Marines. So we love that night. And that's presented by Sierra Pacific Industries. And
big shout out to them.
Yeah, they've been a sponsor for a long time. They're just Sierra Pacific is just amazing. They do amazing things in our community and give back a ton of money, just like the Rancheria. So.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, it's a great week. And
it is. They have did you mention that they have Chicks and Chaps on that Friday too?
Oh yeah, Chicks and Chaps is Friday morning. Those tickets as well.
Gotten close to selling that out already.
Yes.
And this is going to be held at the Elks Club this year.
They've outgrown the rodeo grounds.
They've outgrown the rodeo grounds, and this is a great opportunity for women and men to. Yeah. They're going to have guest speakers and all types of things going on there.
Yeah, one of our internal organizations that just does amazing work, those group of women raise a bunch of money and support those in need with cancer.
Yeah, so, third or fourth highest in the nation last year.
Yeah.
So,
awesome.
We don't mention our women's auxiliary. You know, everybody knows about the Reading Rodeo Association, but we also have a women's auxiliary there.
Right.
Why don't you talk about a few of them, the kids? And
we only got a couple minutes.
Yeah, we have the Women's Auxiliary, which is a group of ladies that are the unsung heroes. They do everything all year long, from helping out for work day to make the lunches to helping during the rodeo to do every task that is unsung, and they are phenomenal. And then you have the women's group, which actually does a lot of the beer pouring and bartending work during the rodeo, and they help out at steak feed and rodeo, and they're instrumental in making sure that that all goes well. We love them very much. And then we got the Junior Rodeo Association, which the juniors are about 30 strong now, and
yeah,
the kids
reinvigorated,
and they're practicing, and I know the old time Reading folks remember the old drill teams. They're not quite ready for this year, but their goal is to have a drill team in years to come with the juniors and what they do. So
flag presentation,
excited.
you know, for the flag and all that.
Color guard.
It just color guard because it just keeps growing.
Yeah,
it
does.
The Reading Rodeo, the people associated with it. A lot of people are starting to come aboard that want to join, and you know, thank goodness, a lot of them are young.
Yep. Couple little business things. One, mutton busting. People are wanting to know mutton busting entries start April 1st online. So if you want your little junior to ride the sheep during slack of the steak feed, get on readingrodeo.com, go to the mutton busting line, and you'll have your entry form there. I believe it's 4 to 7 years old under 60 pounds, boys and girls. Also, national anthem auditions will be held at the clubhouse by Carl's beautiful wife, Linda Bott, on March 29th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I believe it is. And if you want more information, you can either call the station here at KCNR or get a hold of Carl. One more last tidbit, and this is a non-rodeo event, but on Sunday night after the rodeo, we have donated our facility to, I think there's about 6 congregations that are going to have a rodeo church on Sunday night after the rodeo. That's going to be a phenomenal event as well. More details coming. We'll have that person to put in that on Carl's show, I think.
Yeah, the Cowboy Church, first time it's ever been done here at Reading, but gosh, a lot of local churches have joined in with this, so it's going to be a big night.
It is. It's a non-denominational thing, and it's kind of our way of giving back on the tail end of their rodeo.
Okay. Ted Bambino, Baron Browning, thank you so much for what you do for our community, because when it comes down to it, it's our community.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, we've got the Reading Sheriff, we have the Shasta County Sheriff's Department with us.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Judge temporarily blocking Doge from dismantling USAID. Presidents Trump and Putin have a deal on the Russia-Ukraine war, but technically, it is not a ceasefire.
During their lengthy phone call, the two leaders agreed to an immediate pause in strikes against energy infrastructure. But Putin stopped short of backing a broader 30-day stoppage. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky said he's open to any proposals that lead to a sustainable and just peace. But he stressed the need for full transparency in discussions.
And that's White House correspondent Craig Clugston. More Israeli airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza overnight. The Israeli military says it took out a terrorist rocket-launching base in northern Gaza. Some boats off the coast hit as well. Some Israelis object to the renewed military campaign, saying that it puts the remaining hostages in Gaza in even greater danger. Amid questions about who is behind it, who's funding what could be an organized campaign, Tesla dealerships in various places continue to be targeted by vandals. The FBI's Spencer Evans in Las Vegas telling KTNV.
And specifically to those who might think that something like this is justifiable or potentially even admirable, we want to let you know it's a federal crime. We will come after you, we will find you, and prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. Encourage anyone that's considering something like this to seriously reconsider.
President Trump making good on another campaign pledge. Unredacted files related to the 1963 assassination of President Kennedy have now been released. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 219 points. The Nasdaq ahead, 112. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
That Trump-Putin agreement on pausing parts of the war in Ukraine doesn't seem to have changed anything, at least not yet. The BBC's James Landale in the Ukrainian capital.
There was no ceasefire here last night. Hardly had President Putin finished promising to pause attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure when air raid sirens rang out across the country. President Zelensky said there were multiple drone attacks on civilian targets, including a hospital in the town of Sumy. The Kremlin said Mr. Putin had again demanded first an end to Western military support and a ban on Ukraine rearming. Mr. Zelensky had said even a partial ceasefire would be positive and promised to match Mr. Putin's commitment. But his forces responded to Russian strikes with their own. U.S. officials said there'd be more high-level talks about a ceasefire in Saudi Arabia next weekend.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says he plans to speak with President Trump sometime today. News and analysis, townhall.com. Warming relations between the U.S. and Russia may be advanced by an ice-cold showdown.
U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin discussed a series of hockey games between players from their respective countries during their lengthy call on Tuesday, according to the Kremlin. Moscow said Trump supported Putin's idea to organize games in the U.S. and Russia involving players from the NHL and the KHL, the top Russian league. The NHL said it was not party to those discussions and it would be inappropriate to comment. A message sent to USA Hockey seeking comment was not immediately returned. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Members of the Sackler family, who own the OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma, would hand over the company and as much as $7 billion in cash under the latest proposal to settle thousands of lawsuits stemming from the toll taken by opioids. Attorneys for Purdue Pharma filing their plan in court today. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Today, the 19th of March, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm here.
Very good morning.
Can you speak with a southern accent in Ukrainian?
You know, it sounds like math for me.
Can you say, howdy, y'all?
No, I cannot.
You can't say that?
No.
Yeah, you can. Try it.
I can say, like, howdy, but it will be
okay.
A super
howdy, fun. Y'all.
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 That's really funny.
And then you say, bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Okay.
Yeah,
that's not nice.
That's not nice when you say that to people.
Why?
Well, it's usually when, oh, look at him out there again. Oh, bless his heart. It just means, you know, it's a pleasant way southern ladies say for somebody to, you know, jump off the edge of the world.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All these little things you've got to learn if you're going to go back to Texas, you know, things you can say and things you can't. Never ask somebody how big his ranch is or how many cattle he has.
Okay, thank you. I wish I will have this knowledge before I go to Texas, not after.
Oh, well, it's okay. You'll learn. Trust me. They'll tell you in a heartbeat. Hey, good morning, everybody. And the weather here today looks like it's kind of sunny out here, but we might be getting showers after 5 p.m. Wind gust as high as 25 miles per hour, which is nothing compared to the way it was Sunday when it was like 60 miles per hour. We are going to get rain. Now, Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 58, and still a chance of showers Thursday night and Friday, but partly sunny with a high near 60. When you get into Saturday, again, we're talking showers and chances of showers in mid-60s. Now, Sunday, stand by. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 77. Monday, high sunny with a high near 81, and Tuesday, sunny with a high near 82. So we're going from 56 today, Wednesday, to 82, 6 days from now. I love Northern California. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, been doing this for 30 years, into the third generation of the Kenny family, and they treat their customers like buddies, like friends, like partners. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They support so many local nonprofits, just really good people. I heartily recommend them. You can, like I said, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Our guest for this hour is from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, and it's Sergeant Tanner Ramlow.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. You know, like I said, so people call you Rambo. You lived through that, right?
I have lived through that.
You have lived through that. Okay. And when the next Rambo movie comes out, even though he's supposed to have died in the last one, but he didn't. Rambo never dies. You'll hear it again, I'm sure.
I'm sure I will.
So tell us a little bit about you.
I am a Shasta County resident. I was born here.
You're born up in Burney?
Well, yeah, I was born down here in Reading. I was raised up in Burney.
Oh, raised in Burney. Okay.
Yes, I raised my whole childhood up there in Burney. After I graduated up there in Burney High School. After I graduated, I went enlisted in the, I was in the Navy Seabees. I did about 5 years in active duty.
Thank you for your service. Seabees, they're just, you know, they're close to being Marines. We love Seabees.
Works pretty good hand in hand with them, that's for sure. So I did about 5 years active duty on that. During that time, I did three overseas deployments to Afghanistan. After
were you on the road, are you on the road clearing crews and that?
I didn't actually work myself any of the road clearing. I did a lot of we did some base pushes and some stuff like that. But we did have our road clearing team and all that stuff. But
You know, just being there, I didn't make it to Afghanistan. Went to Iraq a couple times, but Afghanistan seemed like a harsh country.
It wasn't a good time. You know, it was definitely harsh weather conditions, you know, harsh people. So
you had three pumps in 5 years.
Did you
volunteer for one of those or?
Well.
Or just that's the way it worked out?
Well, so, the CVs are actually on rotational basis. It is known when you're going to deploy for the most part.
Sure.
I will say at the displeasure to my wife on the third tour, we had an option to not go back there, and I did volunteer to go back on the third one just because it was just something I knew, you know, I was comfortable with at the time.
So. You know what? People don't understand that, Tana, why we keep going back. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't been in those situations, they'll never understand it.
Right.
You know, it's no use even trying to explain it to people.
Yeah.
And it is tough on the spouses.
Yeah.
But we understand why. Yeah. Where you turn around and say, okay, you don't have to do this or.
Yeah.
And then you do it because it's just us.
Sure.
And the military understand it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, anyway, that's, congratulations. Thanks.
Thank you
for serving our country.
Thank you. Yeah.
Then you came back.
Came back. Me and my wife at the time, when I got out of the service, we moved back closer to where we were from. We moved back to Butte County. The uniform kind of called me back in, you know. Went and applied and got hired on at Paradise Police Department at that time.
Paradise, huh?
Yeah, okay. worked for Paradise for about 3 years. Unfortunately, I was there during the campfire. So
you were there during the campfire.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you a little bit about that too. But okay, so after that.
Well, yeah. So after the campfire, I was there for a little bit of time, and there wasn't much growth after the fire. You know, kind of the town was kind of gone. So I went and started working for the Butte County Sheriff's Office there. Worked there for a couple of years, had a great time, great stint there. And then, you know, me and my family, we decided that we missed our, you know, our roots and our family. And we wanted to bring our, you know, children near the grandparents and everything. So we moved back to where we're from. And it's been great. I got hired on by the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. Been here for a while now. So
are you living in Burney then, or are you down here in Redding?
No, I'm living up there in the
inner mountains. Okay, you are living up there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I have your bio here. I probably should have noticed that. And what's your job in the Sheriff's Department?
So I'm the resident sergeant at the Burney Post.
Okay.
So patrol.
All right. And is it just you, or is there anybody else?
So we have, like, on staff, we have a full, it's a full 24-hour, 22-hour, but it's a running station that we run up there. There's full day shift patrol. There's full night shift patrol, and there's two sergeants on duty. So
great. Yeah. Okay, so Burney is one of my favorite places. I have friends that were born and raised there. And they live in Redding now. But our biggest disappointment was the McDonald's shutting down up there because that was our kind of our spot. We come rolling through on our way to Alturas, and you need to stop off for coffee in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then whoever heard of a McDonald's shut-in?
Well, it's surprising that no one's opened anything in there.
I know, isn't that weird? Okay. I'm here with Sergeant Tanner Ramlow. He's Shasta County Sheriff's Department. Was a policeman in Paradise during the fire. Was that I'm going to go holy, you know, and I can't say what the word I'm thinking, but was traumatic experience that must have been.
Yeah, it was something. I mean, that was it's a day that's going to change my life forever. It will change countless lives forever, you know.
Yeah.
It's almost hard to put into words, really, you know.
I would imagine that. People you know, an area you're in just disappeared.
Yeah, it was, it's an eerie thought, you know? Like, it's amazing the change that can happen in amount of hours.
Did you see a documentary Ron Howard did?
I did.
You did? Yeah. I saw that. And, I'm listening to the propane tanks exploding in there. And I'm like, and people had gathered, I guess, at that big supermarket or,
yeah, they sheltered in place there. There were a couple of the different areas where people sheltered in place, and luckily they found, you know, big, you know, large parking lots to shelter. There were a couple big ones, but yeah, he did a good job covering that one.
I thought it looked good. You know, it was dramatic, but not in the sense of over dramatizing things and the people and what people went through. And the, you know, what Paradise went through, then a car fire in Paradise, and then now what Southern California went through. Mm-hmm. They could have just looked at that documentary and said, stand by, it's coming if you don't do something about it, about all the terrain and the brush and everything. Wow. So, okay, I'm here with Sergeant Tanner Ramlow. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been helping families, veterans, business owners, seniors since 1993. She's got the insurance division and the financial management division. We do business with Judy and our insurance. Real happy. She does the best that is possible, especially in today's climate of insurance. And if you can't get it, she'll find it for you. If you're looking for a free review and evaluation of your insurance plans, how about some of your 401ks? Give her a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows. Got to make it mine.
Is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the
Red Bluff Roundup.
Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in.
Call 530-605-4567 for your chance to win a pair of Red Bluff Rodeo tickets. We have three pairs of tickets to give away courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup. Michelle Slade at My Umbrella Marketing, your friends here at KCNR. Keep listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, where we're rounding up the best prizes in the North State. You must be 18 or older to enter.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah. Sergeant Ramlo's trying to figure out what Christina and I are doing in here to this song. And then it goes back to a stupid movie, Night at the Roxbury. Did you ever see that?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay. Now, see, we've got a younger guy in here that's seen the Night of the Roxbury. When they do that, and you know exactly what we're talking about there. And I'm here with Sergeant Tanner Ramlo from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. He is up in Burney as part of their permanent contingent up in Burney. And a veteran, CB in the Navy, three tours in Afghanistan, also was in the police force in Paradise when the fire hit. We've had a real interesting conversation during the break here. And so now, you were talking about, we wanted to talk a little bit about military and the sheriff's department and law enforcement.
Yeah. I, as of right now with the sheriff's office, I am the field training program coordinator. So it's also additionally another, plus to, how I'm, what I'm doing here at the sheriff's office. So, what we'd like to talk about a little bit is, the bridge. What is that bridge when it comes to getting out of the military, getting out of the service, and then wanting to go into law enforcement? What do you need to do?
Which appeals to a lot of the military.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can understand that. They've served their country and they still want to serve. But their tours are ended in the military.
Well, I can speak for myself. When I got out of the service, I felt like I, at the time, was like, oh, I'm not going to wear a uniform anymore. I've been doing that for a while and shaving my face. And, you get out and you find that sense of calling that you had in the first place, and from my experience, a lot of my friends, we all have the same feeling. So this was a very good transition, to get back into it, get that brotherhood back.
Yeah. The other thing we don't do is, we don't go to the VA because we're young and strong and all this, and which is something, though, we should also do, whether you need them or not right then. We kind of, separate ourselves from shaving every day. I mean, I haven't worn socks in, 14 years now.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that because it's cold out, but when you have to wear socks every day or shave every day, mm-hmm. except when you're in the field. And so that was your transition then to into the police department, out of the military, and so you are now in charge of kind of that bridge that they're doing. Or
yes. So once the individual is hired, so just to put it out there before I forget, we do have a recruitment team with the sheriff's office that anybody could reach out to and
sure.
and get more information to. But what I am currently in charge of is the field training program. So that is once you're hired and through the academy and once you come on with the actual sheriff's office. It's the program that basically teaches you how to be safe and how to be a deputy and how to do. It's about a 5-month long period. You'll ride with, one of our trainers and they'll teach you every single day, the do's and don'ts. So.
Okay. How many do you have, just give me a wag here about the number of military that are former military in the sheriff's department?
If I had to take a guess at it, I would say about 20 or so, maybe a little more.
So the percentage would be around, I don't know how many, I'm not sure how many officers y'all have.
Well,
so 25%.
Somewhere around there, I'd hope.
Like
maybe a little lower, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the, when you're training, with the field training, you have former military, easier, harder?
That depends.
Well, it depends on the individual. Yeah,
it depends on the individual. But, you know, the good thing about, you know, a lot of military individuals, especially if they're as trainers, you know, they've seen all forms of training, you know, whether that be within, in the service or in their law enforcement career. They were able to, you know, kind of hone their skills based upon all the training that they received, you know, and I think what's good about the military individuals is they, for the most part, have a discipline about them, you know, so there's a standard that they set and there's a standard that they hold people accountable to, so.
I think that's important, and they understand service.
Correct.
And the fact that, it's a, this can be a dangerous job. It's always, you know, it's going to be a one filled with lots of different situations. I think it appeals to a lot of military that way. Not especially the danger, but the changing of every day. There's something else going on, and then you can cycle through your department too. You know, one thing, and 3 years later you can get to try something else. So tell me about Bernie. What's it like being up in Bernie? I mean, because Bernie's. It's a cool little town, and we talked about it. It's too bad the McDonald's shut down. But the what kind of stuff are you looking at up in Bernie?
Well, you know, Bernie holds a special place in my heart. You know, it always has.
Yeah.
The community portion of it, you know, that was the big draw factor for me and my family to come back. You know, we miss that sense of small-town community, and that's truly what it is, you know. But for that, no, it's Bernie, Fall River, MacArthur, all of them. You know, it's that sense of community, you know. It's great for the kids, kids' sports, you know, the schooling. Everyone's tight-knit, you know. The town of Bernie in itself, and the great thing about it is the scenery, you know. You can go 10 minutes away, and you're in a mountain, and another 10 minutes, you're at the lake, you know. It's just, it's built for the outdoorsman.
You got Bernie Falls, too.
Bernie Falls.
Now, what kind of crime exist in that area?
You know, that's kind of a common question I get. You know, I like to tell people, you know, that crime's everywhere, no matter where you are.
I mean,
you know,
of course.
It just kind of depends on, you know, the amount or, you know, we have our struggles in the small town, you know, but we do our best to combat it. You know, there's this, the normal.
You have your drugs and all that. Of course, everybody has that.
Of course, yeah. You know, that's unfortunate. You know, the new world we live in, there's a lot of narcotics everywhere. You know, we're doing our best to combat that, but.
I just saw Recentef, and we discussed it, just found 25 pounds of cocaine on a traffic stop. And the young man, and he is young, 24, is being held on $1 million bail, which is. If he pays it tomorrow, we'll know where he falls in the food chain. So up there, how big is your patrol area in Bernie?
So square mileage, I couldn't tell you. I probably should know that, but it's a lot, you know, for the amount of deputies that we
have.
Yeah, for the amount of deputies that we have on staff. It is a large area. We do our best to cover it.
What are most of your calls on?
You know, it ranges. It could be, it's everything from the normals, you know, domestics to, you know, suspicious individuals or a lot of trespassing. You know, we do a lot of work with, you know, some ranchers and people who are, like, trying to take over pieces of property and that kind of stuff. So,
okay, people are squatting on areas and those kind of things.
Yeah.
Do you get into cattle roundups on the road?
So, I could definitely tell you that I've chased many steer down the road trying to get them back in fences, but...
Linda was doing an exit down there in Anderson, and there was a cow, steer sitting, in, you know, on the side of the road, but was looking the other way. And so she wheels over and hits her flashers, and people are just driving by like, you know, wasn't anything. And you know, you hit a 1,000-pound steer, you're going to stop. And then, she called 911 and said, and so she herded the steer off the road with her car.
Okay.
And then, you know, then went on. But, no, this is this will make an abrupt change in your life. You're doing 60, 70 miles an hour and you hit a steer.
Yeah.
It's not like hitting a 105-pound deer.
Exactly.
Which is bad enough.
Yeah.
So, We're here with Sergeant Tanner Ramlow. He is the sergeant up there at the Burney substation, charged with the field training for the Sheriff's Department or up there?
For the entire Sheriff's
Department. And we're talking about the, you know, that bridge of having military coming in to law enforcement. It appeals to a lot of military because of the order to it and of serving also. And then there's always a chance for some excitement. So, okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. If you remember Lucky Miller's or the old Subway, it's right across the parking lot from them. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 67. And you go in and you see the jackalope that's been there the whole time, which somebody asked the other day if that was real. And we all kind of looked at him. Looked back at the jackalope and said, oh, yeah, yeah, it's Wyoming. They're rare, but they're there. And the guy's going, wow, I've never seen anything like that. A jackalope, of course, is a jackrabbit's head with antlers. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he believed this or not, but he acted like he did, and we almost felt bad when he left. But if you're looking for a place to get a great haircut, it's Cypress Square Barbershop. I've been going there since I moved to Reading. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. So it works on my schedule. And like I said, I've never had a bad haircut there. Tim and Logan are real pleasant guys. And it's man's last stronghold. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a real barbershop. We'll be right back with the Shasta County Sheriff's Department.
Bad boys, what you want?
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Attention contractors and payroll professionals. Are you ready to master prevailing wage and certified payroll? Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Contractors and payroll professionals, sign up today at O2ES.com. Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Sign up today at O2ES.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all this Peter driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that is going to take care of your windshields. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff Worsters can fix it. Not only can he fix it, he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Worst. I can just tell you that. He's been doing it for like 30 years. He takes your vehicle into a climate-controlled atmosphere, and he puts on the that special concoction he has that closes those chips or and repairs those cracks. Don't fool around with your safety or your family's safety. If you're not sure, take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. Gary, you can give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, I'm here with Sergeant Tanner Ramlow from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, who he is sergeant up there in the Burney substation, which is how many square miles?
So it's 1,600 square
miles. 1,600 square miles. 1,600 square miles that y'all are patrolling.
That's what I've I was quickly corrected by the my partners who are listening.
Yeah, they're all listening, trying to see. You know, they're texting me and telling me things about you, Tanner. No, I'm just kidding. The 1,600 square miles. So you're out there by yourself.
It could feel that way, yeah. You know.
Well, how does that work? I mean, when you're in police right here, like in Redding, and they need backup, even though Redding is 60 square miles, when you think about it, that's pretty big for a town this size, I mean, as far as population. But they still got backup probably within 2 or 3 minutes, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But when you're out 1,600 miles on a back road, and you pulled over a car with four individuals in it, and like the movies, the marijuana is just coming out of the car, out of the, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. How far away is your backup?
So, you know, I will say, like, what we have up there in that area, we work great with all of our allied agencies.
Oh, you
know, CHP, Forest Service, Fish and Game, you know, we know all of each other. We, you know, have all their personal phone numbers, and we're constantly backing each other up on everything, so.
But you can have up to 30 minutes, I would imagine.
You can, you
right.
know.
Now, a lot of people don't realize is that Fish and Game goes through post, the police training, and they have arrest capabilities, too. So when they say, oh, we're calling, you're thinking about your game warden. Your game warden knows what he's doing out there, or she knows what they're doing as far as police work.
Yeah, that they do. So,
do you have any canines up there?
You know, we will have a canine. We used to have a canine in the Burney station always. There was a small time frame there that we didn't, but, we have now a new canine starting here this week. So
it's cool.
We're thrilled to have them. So
big force multiplier.
Big.
I would think with you all where you are up there and, you know, the backup, of course, not everybody wants to have a canine with them. I mean, some officers don't. They just don't like dogs.
Yeah.
But it seems like what a tremendous force multiplier that would be when you're out there by yourself.
Probably one of the best partners you could imagine.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And when I do ride-alongs, you can tell when we're talking to the canine officer because the dog's barking in the background. I mean, it's like, woof, woof, woof. And they're all joking about it. Anyway, So you live in Burney, you work in Burney. Now, as you go up the chain of command, there'll be you might be moved down to Reading, to this area.
You know, there's there is a lieutenant at the Burney station.
Oh, there is.
So there's
a
lieutenant position there at the Burney station. But, you know, above that, you know, it is a lot of down here in the valley positions. So
the lowlands. Do you all make jokes about flatlanders?
I would never.
You would never do that, huh? You say you've got two children, five and two. And the schools, you love that, and you love the community up there. You're from Burney.
Yeah.
Are you kind of like living the life that you thought about?
You know, yeah, exactly. You know, it took me having children to realize how much I missed the small town community, you know, and growing up growing up in that community, you know, and I wanted that for them. So.
Yeah. Well, when you know, a lot of people come back to Reading because it's something they remember.
Right.
And they've gone off to college and they've had jobs and they somehow, a lot of them end up coming back home.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you can understand that with your, you know, your parents are there, your family, like mm-hmm. you said. Up in the Burney area, you've got so many of these open areas out there. Marijuana grows mm-hmm. It must be a problem out there.
You know, I'll say there's a problem everywhere, but,
yeah.
You know, we definitely do our share to combat that problem. You know, the sheriff's office here, we have our own marijuana team now. That does a fantastic job.
I know Sheriff Johnson was adamant about it when he first came in, and I think within a week or two, he had his first raid out there.
Yeah.
Or someplace.
Yeah, they're very active, I'll say that.
Yeah, you know, and that must be frustrating because, you know, I mean, there, you know, I took a flight in a California Highway Patrol plane, and we flew from Reading over to the coast for something that was going on. And by the way, my friends, don't get too excited about that plane. I'm not even sure what holds it together. I know it was duct tape in one area, but flying over in that area, seeing all of the grows was just, I mean, it was mind boggling.
And yeah.
This was like probably 8 years ago, but still, there were so many of them in greenhouses, and some of them looked like farms. They were so well put together. Everything's in a straight line. Mm-hmm. And it's, when you're seeing it like this, it's hard to comprehend how many people are growing up in this area up here. And it's a constant battle.
It is a constant battle, yes.
Does the in Burney itself, they rely on the sheriff's department for all their law enforcement then?
Yeah. Well, there is Highway Patrol residency.
And Highway
Patrol. But, yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, Highway Patrol has a residency there, too.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want people to know about working for the sheriff's department? If people are going, they may be looking to making a change in their life or things like that, what would you want them to know?
Well, what I can say is, you know, the hardest part about law enforcement is beginning the career in it. You know, once you have made that leap and got yourself in an academy and do those things, got yourself hired, it's great. You know, it is a stressful start. I'll tell every person who starts this career, you know, it's stressful getting hired because you got to go through medical and psych, and then you got to, you know, do some physical agility testing and that kind of stuff. But what I can say is, you know, if you have that sense of calling that you want to, you know, positively affect the community, then this is, you know, where you should come. It takes drive, you know, if you're a motivated individual that wants to make a positive change, then, and you're just worried about that first step, you know, we have the resources to guide you in the right way. You just got to reach out first, you know.
Yeah, you got to get started on it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like everything in that first step in life. But then when you get to the post academy, I mean, your life is pretty much on a schedule. And then from there, since it appears that every department in the state of California is looking for somebody, you might not have too much of a problem finding a job. But after we come back from the break, let's talk about that field training, because listening to Chief Barner and Sheriff Johnson is just because you get through post isn't an automatic for people. I'm here with Sergeant Tanner Ramlow, and we're talking about the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, and we'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestra Resources, and CNC Pumps.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in downtown Redding on Market Street, your last privately owned radio station, you know, mom and pop, in the area. So happy to be serving Redding and Anderson and Shasta County. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and if you miss the show, you can always go to our archives. For the show, just go to that show you're listening to, and then we've recorded all of our local radio shows here. I'm giving away 4 tickets. You know, I wonder if I should even say what I'm giving them away for, because somebody's going to call and say, I want those tickets. Anyway, no, it's for the Sportsman's Expo right here in Reading. It's going to be April 5th and 6th. It's kind of a family pack of four tickets, and it goes for 2 days, and it's just got everything there for your outdoor adventure at the Civic. April 5th and 6th. It opens at 9 a.m. and closes at 5, and these tickets are, yeah, you're scoring some free tickets here. So give us a call, 605-4567, and get your family pack here. I'm here with Sergeant Tanner Ramlo from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. He's the one of the sergeants up in Bernie. He is a Bernie guy that also was on the police department of Paradise during the tragedy up there, and is now after going to Butte County, and then he's up here and living in Bernie again, his home. He's also the field training officer. Is that right? No.
The field training program coordinator.
Okay. Field training program coordinator. Which means what?
Basically, I oversee the program that all newly hired deputies go through. It's basically a passing program that will instruct them how to be safe, how to do the job correctly.
Okay. And so you evaluate the officers who finish the post academy.
Yes.
And now they're assigned to Bernie. That group, or is it? It's for the whole sheriff's
department. So I'm overseeing the entire sheriff's office when it comes to the field training program. So it could be they're everywhere. So all the trainees,
okay.
They're Bernie, City of Shasta Lake, Reading as well.
Okay. Well, what do you look for when you're training these officers?
What we're looking for, basically, you know. The ideal candidate for us is someone who has drive, someone who wants to make a good positive change, somebody, you know, who wants to go out there and make a positive impact, basically. I'll always say is I'd rather, you know, pull you back than push you forward. You know, someone who wants to go out there and do the job, you know.
Now, what are some of the bigger things that, some of the most important things you evaluate people on out there?
So, pretty much obvious, the biggest thing that we're going to critique you on is officer safety. You know, if the ability to keep yourself, the public, and your partner safe, you know, like I said, we will teach you exactly what we want to see from you, you know.
Sure.
So, and you will learn that along in the academy. We'll give you a basic knowledge of it, and then your field training program will solidify that.
Okay. And so you're looking to see if they're going to be, I imagine safety is a big thing.
Yes.
You know, can they take care of themselves? Because you got to be aggressive out there, when you're on your own. I mean, if you're, you know, because a lot of times y'all are on your own out there, but you can't be too aggressive.
Very much so. There's an even keel that you're looking for.
Yeah. And then being safe to take care of themselves, but also the officers and the public.
Yeah, definitely. You know, having a cool head is one of the biggest aspects I look for. You know, are you able to control yourself under a stressful situation?
Okay, if you, when you're evaluating somebody and you're saying, you know, this is really marginal. I mean, didn't you go in and you talk to the sheriff and or other officers and say, this guy, you know, do you get, you know, like two or three people looking at him if that happens?
Yeah, so So just an overview, during the program, you will go with multiple different trainers. So it's not just you versus one,
right.
It's one individual.
Yeah, there could be a personality thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'll meet with three different people. And I'll say this, you know, a big part of the sheriff's office, the program that we have, it is a learning environment. Mm-hmm. You know, we are mm-hmm. there to teach you. We're there. It's built to succeed. You know, you know, a lot of people get worried about going into law enforcement because it could be, you know, a hard situation. And what I'll say is here are my goal and all of my trainers' goal is to have you succeed and get through it. You know, you will have speed bumps along the way, but we're going to teach you through those and guide you the way. And, if there is, you know, uncorrectable issues, you know, that will be addressed in a manner where we did everything possible to mitigate that before we make a decision.
Sure.
So.
Report writing.
Yeah.
Is that important?
Very important.
Yeah. So, and people don't realize this, and I think I've asked about it a couple of times, being able to concisely write a report. I know it's admin, but that in today's society has become extremely valuable to people that want to have overwatch, you might say. Yeah. But it's also needed for especially an arrest and everything. So you got to have a good grasp of the language and punctuation.
Yeah, it's everything. And if there's any listeners that are thinking about it who struggle with, you know, English, I was not an English major in any way, shape, or form. You know, I was you learn the ways. You know, I had to do studying myself. I
sure
purchased books myself and learned how to get better at it as everybody does, you know. So
the and of course now you have to, I forget which report this is, starts with a, where you, every time you pull somebody over, that you have to now fill out a tremendous amount of paperwork.
It is an added extra.
What is that called again?
Well, for ours, it's basically like, it's called a Veritone log for us.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a demographic, you know.
Yeah, and you can't ask people what their sex are. You can't ask them what their nationality is, what their race is. And you just kind of fill that in by guessing.
Well, something like that.
So 3 or 4 pages they have to be done for everybody to interact with.
It's not every single person who's interacted with, but any time that there's, you know, detainments and anything like that, you know. But it is an added extra, you know. It's just something else that we've
sure
got to do.
No, and it is. So when you're putting people through, I mean, so they're evaluated on things you wouldn't even think of.
Right.
You know, so, hey, can you write, you know, mm-hmm. legibly?
Yeah.
Or come up with a thought. Okay. So how long does this field training go on?
So I'll just lay it out and then start to finish. You know, the hiring process can be a couple months. You know, obviously you got to go through backgrounds and all the things. And once you get hired on, you attend an academy if you hadn't already. The academy in itself is about 6 months. There's quite a few around.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're starting with us after you have your post certificate, our field training program is about 5 months.
Okay. And that's various officers that will be with the one that's on, and they're on probation.
Basically, yes.
And it goes 5 months, going to go, I guess if you have a lat move, it could be less time.
Correct, yeah. If you're a lateral.
Even lat moves, though, have to go through the field training.
Correct.
So you can see them.
Yes. It'll be abbreviated, but they'll get to learn how we do things and all of our ins and outs.
So. Yeah. Good career.
Great career. You know, there's been many times where I thought about doing something different, but I couldn't imagine not being where I am today, you know.
Yeah.
Like in every job, there are ups and downs. This job can be extremely difficult, obviously. But it's the most rewarding thing you can do, you know. Being able to assist somebody in their time of need, you know.
Takes a supportive family, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was trained while you were in the Navy.
She was.
Not trained, but she became a... That's a bad word to use, Carl. I hope my wife's not listening. They understand,
mm-hmm.
you know, the deployments and this, and then now going in. She's probably happy you come home at night.
You
don't leave for 6 or 7 months at a time.
And I'll be the first person to say, without a support system, you know, this job could consume you. You know, so
sure.
I'm very happy with the support system that I have.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on today, Sergeant Ramlow. And because I think you're one of the first ones we've had from Bernie coming down and talking about it. And you obviously enjoy what you do.
I do.
A lot. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. And Sheriff Johnson, thanks a lot for always sending quality guys and girls down here.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, no. It was it's a pleasure to have people that serve. And you served our nation in combat. And came back, then you went to Paradise, thinking, well, this will be low-key. I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be low-key. And then, of course, the Paradise fire. And then now here at the Bernie substation. And for the Sheriff's Department of Shasta County, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have J.B. Stacy, who is the general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup, is going to come in and talk about all the things that's happening over there at the Red Bluff Roundup. And as you know, I'm in Red Bluff Roundup, a month ahead of the Reading Rodeo, but so much different. I mean, it's really different in a lot of ways. And also, if you've been reading about this big boxing match they're using as a fundraiser, using local celebrities, guess what? They're coming on tomorrow morning and talking smack about each other before they get into the ring. And I can't wait to see this. These scrappers that are going to be on tomorrow. Anyway, that's tomorrow right here at Free Fire Radio. Have a great day, everybody. Rain may start picking up, but it looks not too bad right now. God bless America.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Your money, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.